Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review, a companion piece that we produce every week here with the ladies of the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here with me and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen with the top stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. And the People List is here as well. So this is available as a download at talkradiocountdownshow.com. You can also get the lists at talkers.com and djvshow.com. So I think I'll run through the list, and then we'll pick some things that are worth conversation. Number 10 on the story list from Talkers this week is the SpaceX launch. Looked very cool. Number 9, our relationship with China. Number 8, Larry Nassar, and what a boob he is. More hearings about him. The situation with immigration on the southern border, especially Texas. Number 7, the economy and what's going on with the cost of food, among other things. Number 6, Afghanistan's 5, that new Bob Woodward book and the reaction from General Milley to that. A lot of conversation. Number 4 this week. Number 3, the continuing focus on January 6th, and then what will happen on September the 18th over this weekend. California's recall is number 2, and COVID's number 1. Let's start with number 2, Jennifer, because you're in Los Angeles. You've been very involved. We're all friends. Well, I don't know. Jay doesn't know him, but you and I are friends with Larry. He's very closely connected to you and your family. The outcome was something fairly predictable, but the outcome doesn't mean that people are happy. I think that there are all kinds of different ways of looking at it. We had a conversation about the process. Should it just be that there shouldn't be recalls, that you just throw these people out of office? Hopefully that'll happen in the next election with somebody better. And I think that probably my grandson, who's 6, could do a better job than Gavin Newsom. Maybe we'll run him for governor.
Yeah, but that's when politics used to mean something. I think that Gavin Newsom is going to run again, and he'll win again, because people in this, he's very much in control of the unions. There have been stories that I've heard from people who are in unions who were pressured to make phone calls for him, that
but
were
why?
Pressured
What's
to walk and
him?
Collect votes.
What is this?
Well, what has he
this?
Got on him? He shut down the schools for a year and a half, which is exactly what the teachers' union wanted him to do.
Yeah, but why do they have control over him? Why? Why is there
because
this
they influence? Donate to him. They give him a lot of money. I mean, this is, they're all engaged in the same warfare. It's all about money and power. And do you think the teachers' union would be nearly as powerful with Larry Elder in office?
Nope. No.
So, of course, the teachers' union is going to fight like you know what to try to get Gavin Newsom reelected. The unions are incredibly powerful. There was a story on a national level about how they have been integral in the Biden administration's talk about masking. The unions in general have come together and talked to him about mandates and all of these things. So they're very, very involved with the political process. And anybody who tells you that they're not is a little crazy. And it's very frustrating. But I'll tell you, there are some takeaways from the election. First of all, once again, we have to figure out this mail-in election thing, because it is so problematic. I spent, I think I told you this on the DJV show, six hours on the air on election night, and one call after another about people who said Larry Elder was not on the ballot, about people who were told that they had already voted, about people who couldn't find their polling places.
Mm-hmm.
Issue after issue after issue that only is made worse by the mail-in scandal, and only made worse by extending our election period by 30 days. I mean, it's ridiculous that now Election Day is Election Month.
How did this all get started?
Things.
Where did these ideas come from that allow so much
distortion? They've been floated in California for a long time, and I think because unfortunately, I mean, I hate to say this, but I think it's true. It's because it allows for fraud, and I think it's being rolled out because of that, because it's easier to mess around with things. California, mail-in ballots are different than absentee ballots, because absentee ballots require someone to say, hey, I would like an absentee ballot. Mm-hmm. When you are a vote-by-mail system, a bazillion ballots. And they rely on the voter rolls, which in California, we have 1.8 million more people that got ballots than are actually legally registered to vote in the state. So think about that. 1.8 million ballots, that makes a difference, especially when you have congressional races or smaller municipal races. They have that makes a difference. So there's that issue. The Secretary of State has also not updated election results as they should. They're supposed to do two times a day. There has not been an update to the numbers. Still now, as we talk, the measure has been 3663 since Election Day. They have not added any vote tabulations to this total. And my question is, why? And I don't know if they want it to look like more of a landslide than it was, so then all of a sudden they're going to dump all the day of votes in kind of at the end when people have lost interest so that it doesn't look close, or what? I also think it was a very powerful day for Larry Elder, who at last count brought in about 2.5 million votes in the state.
Good for him.
Raised $18 million, so his political future is bright. Yep. A lot of things to take away. I think he would have a better chance running for president than he would running for governor next year in California.
That's interesting. All right, so that's the California recall overview, if you will, from Jennifer Horn, who also does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, in addition to being on the DJV program every day. Let's talk about Joe Biden, shall we, from the People List and, the usual controversies about the feds, the federales, if you will. The economic agenda is going to be delayed, it would seem, maybe to the point of it not getting passed at all. It got all these tax and spend things in it, a lot of issues that are unresolved, and the Democrats are not happy with Manchin, apparently. What also... there are comments from lots of other Democrats who seem to want to come out of the woodwork to get. I never heard of Senator Chris Murphy. I didn't know anything about him much. Connecticut Democrat. He says he thinks the Dems will agree on a package. I'm not so sure, but I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination. They want to cut it from 3.5 million, I think, right, Jennifer, to 2.5 or 2.1 trillion.
Well, in total, this is going to be about a $5 trillion spending package, because you've got the reconciliation bill and the spending bill that they're passing through at the same time. So when they say $3.5 trillion, that's a huge amount of money, but in total, it's actually going to be closer to about $5.5 trillion, because they want to pass both of these bills tandem, the infrastructure and the reconciliation bill, all at the same time.
Where does the money come from?
Right. Where does the money come from? Especially when you consider how many trillions of dollars have already been spent this year to deal with COVID. So Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema from Arizona, Joe Manchin from West Virginia, came forward and they said, this is ridiculous. We can't do this. Inflation is going to go crazy. This is not good for the economy. We want something that's closer to $1.5 trillion, which is still a lot of money.
Crazy.
Apparently, the talks didn't go well. They met together with Joe Biden this week, and apparently the talks didn't go well. Joe Manchin says he's going to continue to hold.
Good.
I hope that he does.
Yeah, good. Good. Serving not only his constituents, but the people around the country who just, when you look at this stuff, the people say they don't even, the numbers are so big, people don't even understand what the numbers mean.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of numbers, we'll visit number six. So at number seven this week is the immigration situation with a trip to Texas after these words. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system. combining layers of MyPillow Fill, Impact Gel, and Comfort Memory Foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, my slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, back at the Talk Radio Overview, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. The number seven item this week focuses on immigration. Governor Abbott in Texas says he's going to send the National Guard, I guess, and the Department of Public Safety to shut down six different points of entry along the U.S.-Mexican border because of all the migrants that are coming in. I say, here to you. That's my read on it. I say it's time. The chaos at the border is just that. I don't like the word crisis because it's overused. It's kind of like breaking news, but yeah, the situation is overwhelming there, and it's time that Biden people aren't doing a damn thing about it, so time to secure the border in one way or another. Is that what everybody agrees on here? Is that it's so dire that the customs people asked the governor, apparently, for help. That shows you. And the Biden people are just sitting on their hands. What do they think is going to happen?
Do you know how many people have come into the country at the southern border that they know of so far this year?
I haven't the slightest idea, Jennifer.
1.2 million that they know of. I mean,
just in
there
Texas?
Are. Yes. It is.
What are they going to do with these people?
I don't know. And then think about, because of the crappy way we got out of Afghanistan, we had to evacuate all of the Afghans. I'm not saying that was wrong. We had to do it. But we didn't take our allies. We took a ton of Afghan citizens who maybe weren't allies of our people. We didn't have a way of checking. They were just boarding planes. And now you've got probably 100,000 that we have to resettle in the country. What is happening?
Who knows?
And where are they right now?
Yeah, where are they?
Well, some of them are at military bases, and then each state is getting, they're doled out. California's going to get 4,000 of the Afghan refugees. There are states who are going to get 100, 500, 1,000. I mean, they're dividing them up across the states.
Jeepers.
It's nuts.
It is nuts.
And the thing is it's not about, I mean, look, I think we all understand empathetically that people want to come here and that there are problems and that they're trying to escape those problems. But if there is not an orderly system to do this, when do you, I mean, do you just let as many people that want to come into your own home keep coming? I mean, at some point you can't afford to take care of them, right? I mean, it's pizza for one night, two nights maybe. But then what do you do? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, what's the long-term plan?
Yep, it's a good question. All right, number three is the January 6th commission and the September 18th rally. So this is the weekend for the rally. The rally is likely to be large enough that the police have reinstalled fencing.
I hope no one shows up.
I do, too.
I haven't heard that anybody is going to show up.
That would be great.
Yeah, they all look ridiculous. Is Trump going to show up?
No, this isn't a Trump rally. These are people who are coming together. And by the way, they're for a righteous cause. There are people who are being held up for months and months and months and months who haven't been given a speedy trial. But I hope they just stay home, and I hope they fearmonger and put up the fencing all for nothing. But we'll see.
Right. Where's Liz Cheney on all this?
I haven't asked her.
Yeah. You want to get her on the program. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now on the overview. This is called the Talk Radio Review. It's our way on the DJV program of getting specific comments and focusing specifically on the charts from Talkers Magazine as a complimentary piece to Michael Harrison and I doing the official hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And so this is, I guess this piece accompanies number 9, the president's announcement of a deal to help Australia deploy nuclear-powered submarines that they're buying from us. So apparently, that hasn't been done. The French are very upset about this.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering why. What are they trying to sell them?
I don't think the French are really big fans of Joe Biden. They definitely didn't like Trump. But no. I don't know how much they're into the Biden administration.
Macron. Mr. Macron.
Well, because he was really ticked. He was probably the loudest person about the Afghanistan disaster of Joe Biden's. And now they wanted to sell submarines to Australia, and the U.S. and the U.K. kind of got in, like, entangled there. But what I thought was absolutely funny, as someone who watches way too much political junk, is that forever environmentalists have talked about...
This is your third eye talking now.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, sometimes you just have to sit back and go, oh, the irony. So forever, the left is talking about how terrible nuclear power is, right? It's going to kill us all. Nuclear power is not the way to go. We can't have it. No. Even though it's been used, it is being used, and it's very clean. Well, when Joe Biden goes out and talks about the nuclear submarine, he says, I don't mean like with nuclear weapons. I mean nuclear in the sense that it's using nuclear power, and it's clean, and we've been using nuclear power for years and years. It's good.
Right. Okay.
And I just thought, collectively, all the environmentalists' heads are probably exploding right now when they heard that.
Well, interesting, because the French, who knew the French were building their own submarines? I didn't. Did you know the French? Huh? Why are the French building submarines? And they're doing it, by the way.
Like baguettes, maybe.
No, well, it's an Airbus industry. Airbus, you know, the planes that are that company's owned by the four main European countries: England,
France, Spain, and Italy, I think, are there. Yeah, Germany's not in on it. Anyway, so they're now building submarines also down at, I think it's in Toulon, which is on the coast of the Mediterranean.
In where?
And so it's a big business, apparently. The foreign minister of France, his name is Jean-Yves Le Drian.
Does he live in Toulon?
He lives in Toulon. Yes, he probably does. He's got a long nose, too. Anyway, this is... They're really angry. They canceled a gala scheduled at the embassy in Washington to mark the 240th anniversary of the Revolutionary War battle in which the French helped the revolutionary soldiers. So you know they're ticked off. Right? Big bad.
Have to
stuff.
Be. They're canceling parties, please.
Right. Also, speaking of the French, apparently they killed a leader in the Sahara Desert of ISIS or something, Adnan Abu Walid al-Sahari, the leader of the Islamic State group in the Greater Sahara, was killed by a drone strike. He was riding on his motorcycle, and the French took him out with a drone. Again, back to the French and all, who knew that they had their own drones and they were around bombing people? Everybody takes shots at Americans in America because we're killing people, innocent civilians and stuff. Looks like the French are all over the place with this. And
hey, as long as they're landing and they're killing the bad guys, good for them. Yeah.
But then it becomes a situation where innocent people get killed, and that riles up a lot of people. At any rate, it's just unga bunga. And then it really, it's when you look at some of the things going on around the world, you shake your head. Is this really, are we living in a progressive era? It's 28 after the hour on the...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is calling on the Biden administration to deploy the National Guard to the southern border to help deal with a surge of Haitian migrants. More than 11,000 people are gathered under a bridge outside of Del Rio, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol announced Friday evening that the Del Rio port of entry was being closed in response to the surge. Fox News reporting that the border checkpoints in the area have been closed as well. The agency says that trade and travel traffic has been rerouted to the Eagle Pass port of entry 57 miles away to help manage resources and keep the flow of legal traffic uninterrupted. And the base of the world's largest tree has been wrapped in fire-resistant blankets to protect it from a possible wildfire. The General Sherman Tree in Sequoia National Park's Giant Forest, along with some other trees and structures in the area, were wrapped this week in the face of a fire moving into the Giant Forest. The Colony Fire is expected to move into the area in the next few days, though its movement had slowed down on Thursday and Friday. This is USA Radio News. Americans are slowly regaining confidence in the economy. Tim Berg has the details.
Americans are feeling a little better about the economy this month. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index rose slightly in early September, but remains near its lowest level since the height of the pandemic. The survey noting consumers still expect the least favorable economic prospects in more than a decade. The survey's chief economist, Richard Curtin, saying high prices for homes, vehicles, and durable goods are keeping buying attitudes near record lows.
And when the United Nations General Assembly meets next week in New York, the body will take world leaders at their word that they've been vaccinated against COVID. The president of the General Assembly said in a Thursday letter that attendees will be required to be vaccinated to attend the gathering, but said that there won't be any process to verify whether or not they have. The policy coming to comply with a New York City vaccine requirement for convention centers, which it said last week that the General Assembly would fall under. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back in the fold here, the second half hour of the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio from Talkers Magazine. You can find the list every week in Talkers if you're curious, and if you're followers of fashion here and you love the Talk Radio conversations, conversation radio, these are the official lists of the hot topics. News talk radio is what the biggest, adjacency of lots of other talk radio, kinds of talk radio. There's health talk, and there's food talk, and there's fun talk, and there's news talk. And that's the core of all the things that are, you know, part and parcel of the best stations that are doing talk radio. So we have a top 10 list, a story list every week, and the people list as well. I thought we ought to spend some time, Jennifer. One of the things, a subset always, is a conversation about the weather, these fires in the Sequoia Park. What do you know about fires out west?
They're still burning, and what's really interesting about this fire season is that for Northern California, and really because they're so bad the whole state, there's, it's the worst fire season that we've seen.
Yeah.
But we're not really feeling it, and I feel like I need to knock on wood, because I know I'm going to say this, and everything is so dry. We haven't had much rain. But this Southern California has not felt much of this, thank goodness.
No.
Northern California,
yeah,
however, is being hit. And so Southern California is sending resources. Other states are sending resources to try to get a handle on these fires. But sometimes they get so big and there's so much brush that has not burned before that there's nothing left to do except try to get a perimeter around it, mm-hmm, and get a hold of it that way. And that's what's so sad. This is such a beautiful area, and with some forest management, it could be much safer than it is. But the reason we have fires, the reason we have no water, is not because of stuff that is happening naturally in the state. It's because of poor leadership.
Yep.
Gavin Newsom had the opportunity to spend more money on fire prevention. He used that money for other things.
He re-elected.
Yeah, he has tapped his cap the amount of liability that PG&E has to pay people back, so they get to kind of run rampant and not really update their infrastructure, which in many cases can be the cause of these fires because it sparks when it gets windy. I mean,
we're destroying our country with these progressive ideas. Nothing wrong with being progressive, but it's what's the extent, and I guess how do you define,
you know, I would progressive say progressive ideas. This is cronyism. I don't even, you know what, it's not even progressivism what's happening right now. It's about enriching your friends and to be, and you know, to heck with the rest of you. And that's, I don't know how progressive that is. That sounds pretty old fashioned to me.
I guess. All right. Moving on, we need to spend a good deal of time on the vaccine mandate, on COVID boosters, that sort of thing. What do we know? Idaho is letting overwhelmed hospitals ration treatment there now. Italy is going to require a health pass to go to work. That's the first country doing that. China says it's vaccinated 1 billion of its people. Who believes that? Anybody want to raise your hand on that one? I don't believe it. And
vaccinated them with what?
Yeah,
you never know what.
That's right. Yeah, it could be. Maybe they're putting chips in everybody. 24 states are threatening to sue the Biden administration over their rule to require employers with more than 100 people to mandate vaccinations and frequent testing for their workers. So are these all Republicans, Jennifer? They're on the howl and hooting.
I haven't looked at all the states. I would imagine there are probably more red states. But there's also a legitimate question about whether constitutionally Biden can even do this. He's using OSHA to go in and mandate that these companies over 100 provide or make sure that their employees are vaccinated, that even if you're going to interview for a job, you have to be vaccinated. I think this is going to be challenged. I think this is, I can't imagine that this is going to go through. Yeah,
Biden,
I could
said
be wrong.
The vast majority of Americans know we have to do these things. They're hard to do, but necessary. We're going to get them done.
You're punishing people of color. Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to say, if the pandemic taught us anything, there are other alternatives. There are other ways to get the job done still. If somebody doesn't want to be vaccinated and you want people who are actually showing up to work to be vaccinated, then set things up that they can work remote. Figure this out. Stop telling people, especially the government, stop telling people what to do with their bodies.
And I think the company should decide what's appropriate for them.
Yep.
The government should not be deciding that. And, you know, there's also a punishment from the Biden administration this week to states like Texas and Florida who have been using monoclonal antibodies like Regeneron as therapeutics. And one of the things that's been very frustrating that I've tried to articulate is that this has turned into a war of the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And I think that's ridiculous. This is people's life. This is their health. And we should be focusing on therapeutics just like we're focusing on the vaccine, because people are going to get sick. People with the vaccine, they're still getting sick. And so don't you want to try to relieve those symptoms and focus on therapeutics? You don't have to do one in favor of the other, but you can do both at the same time. And the antibodies are very, very effective in making people feel better almost instantly. And the Biden administration is now threatening to take that technology away, or take the resources for Regeneron away from Florida and Texas who have been using this, sending them out to people's homes to give them the antibodies when they get sick, because they don't want them focusing on this. I mean, how is that helpful? How...
That's not what they're supposed to be. I talked to your father this week, Jen, about he's got antibodies, and I think he told me he had them tested. He's still got plenty of antibodies, and
he's been getting them tested regularly.
Right. Yeah. But he also said he thought, you know, I should probably get a shot, and get the J&J, because that's probably, the best way, you know, one shot. And you've got the antibodies. It doesn't hurt, I don't think, if you have the antibodies to have that. And there's maybe a bit of a security among people that are thinking that way. I'm confused. As you know, I went in for a booster shot last week and ended up getting something that I wasn't planning on getting. That was a flu shot. But I'm of the opinion at the moment that we need to do as much as we can. I'm not worried about me, because I know I have a strong immune system, and I don't think that there's much of a chance that I would get this. But because of family, traveling, wanting to, be more defensive, more offensive, than defensive. I don't want my son's wife is about to have a baby. I don't want to be exposing her potentially. You know, I'll be there when the baby is born. And I don't
These are all really good reasons to get the vaccine. They're
those
all
are my reasons.
Reasons.
So, I'm not telling you what to do.
Yeah, but what's so frustrating is that nobody's telling you. Like, you just articulated why you should get the vaccine.
I say everybody ought to get it, but if you don't want to get it, you know.
But what we're hearing from the government is not why you should get it. It's just you better do it or you're going to be punished.
Or else.
You're not
going
to be able to go to a restaurant. You're not going to be able to go to a doctor. That's appalling. We should be trying to
All right,
help
hold on a
people.
Second. I want Jay to tell the story.
Yeah, I am
week.
Vaccinated and I had issues getting into
it. And
the
you
doctor.
Can't even get to the doctor.
Yeah, that and it, ragweed should not have almost taken me out for an entire month. That's how bad my asthma got from allergies that nobody would see me. It caused this massive lung infection. It shouldn't be that way. And I'm vaccinated. I went and got COVID tested. And I had doctors telling me that they couldn't see me because they're so backed up. The doctors who did have time to see me were canceling appointments on me because, oh, you're sick. We can't see you right now.
Yeah, don't go to the doctor if you're sick.
Is that the most
God.
But that's what's happening right
like,
now.
Oh,
and it's infuriating.
Episode.
Unga bunga. So there is a decision pending from the FDA. We have all these agencies that are confusing everybody, including each other. The FDA says one thing. The Centers for Disease Control says something else. National Institute of Health says something else.
Are you talking
and
about
so
the boosters?
I have these. I go to get my booster shot because I figure it's 6 months. I have a bit of a condition, nothing serious, but I should be able to get a booster shot. Nope. CDC recommendations, you can't get a shot until next week or next month or whatever it is. I said, what difference does it make? Yes, we understand, Mr. Stephan. We'd like to give you the shot, but if we give it to you and the government finds out, we'll lose our license.
I know.
You lose your license
for
helping somebody protect themselves? What kind of GD stupidity are we living in?
One of the arguments about the booster now, I think it's the FDA that's slow walking it.
Yes, it is.
Because they're saying that other countries need it before we need to be giving out booster shots because there's not a lot of hard science that the booster is necessary at this point for people who have had the vaccine.
Well,
so they're saying
this,
giving
Jennifer,
the resources now to other countries.
They're saying that mixing the vaccines could offer you stronger immunity. So, in other words, they're saying to me, I had Pfizer, your booster shots should come from Moderna. That, and I suppose, you know, I don't know, it's called hybrid immunity. Now, you don't think that's going to add more confusion? I think it sounds like a good idea, frankly. And I asked about this earlier on, and I said, no, you don't want to mix it. I think Ken said, CDC guidance says, Dr. Ken, who's a part of the DJV program, when I asked him, he said, well, the CDC guidance says that you shouldn't mix them. Now, the FDA says, yeah, let's mix them up.
Let's mix them up.
My God. These are the charts for the week of September 13th to the 17th, according to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Story count, top 10. At number 10, the SpaceX launch. Pretty cool stuff. At number 9, our relationship with China. Number 8, Larry Nassar. Number 7, the immigration situation, especially along the border of Texas. Number 6, our economy and the cost of food. Number 5, leftover items from Afghanistan. Number 4, the Bob Woodward book about General Milley, or about things going on and Milley's reaction to it. January 6th is number 3. The California recall is number 2. And at number 1, yep, COVID in all of its various forms, the machinations about boosters and vaccines and masks and mandates. Those are it. The top 10 stories this week from Talkers Magazine. Unga bunga, 44 after the hour. More in a moment. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FALL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FALL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FALL.
Doug Stephan here with a people list from the charts, according to Talkers Magazine. These are published every week at talkers.com and also the DJV Show website, djvshow.com. At number 10 on the people list, Larry Nassar. Number 9, the old fossil, Mitch McConnell. Nancy Pelosi, another old fossil, is at 8. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, 7. DeSantis, governor of Florida, at 6. Mark Milley at 5. Donald Trump at 4. A tie between Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder at number 3. Dr. Phony Fauci. Oh, no, his name is Tony. Sorry, a slip of the tongue. See what I did there? Anyway, Fauci is at number 2. And El Presidente Joe Biden is in the number 1 position. He was more visible this week than he has been. Economic plans and all that stuff being discussed. So, those are the two official lists. You heard him here first on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, I want to spend a couple more moments going back to number 7 and the focus on one of the things that we have not talked about, the weather and the hurricane in the latest round of of weekly hurricanes. It probably dropped more. Yeah, it is. Well, almost over. We're almost through it. Usually with the start of fall, that stuff all slows down and fall starts in a week. So anyway, Jay, you're in Nashville, and your weather this week was kind of indicative of what was going around the central part of the country, the Midwest, the Mid-South, as far as the amount of rain that you've had and what in the world we're going to do. I saw a report actually on the local television station about how much rain we've had here in Massachusetts. I think we've the normal for this time of year, it was like 2 inches a month, that sort of thing, over the course of the year. So to this point, we might have had 18. We've had 29 inches of rain here, and much of it in the last month and a half, although it's been raining constantly through most of the summer. Those of us who are farmers are having a horrible time. But down there in Tennessee, you've had more rain also, right, than is normally the case. Lots of
This week, actually, Nashville didn't. We had a little bit of a sprinkle and a couple of random showers, but not that much. I don't know what the weather system is above Davidson County, but a lot of times we'll see this big storm cell coming, and then it just splits and then goes around us and then comes back together, or it dissipates. Cool. It's the craziest thing, and then other times something
Maybe
pops up out of
nowhere.
You're
living in an alien colony.
We might be, where the Berenstain Bears are still spelled E-I-N.
That's right.
Okay, I wanted to do a countdown extra. We've got about a minute left here. The story of this guy, Alex Murdaugh. Has this become the psycho fanatic story of the year so far?
Well, when I first heard the story, I was like, I kind of feel sorry for this guy. He lost his wife.
I did, too. We talked about it, I think, on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, and then he wants to off himself to give something to his son. But then you realize this guy was not a good guy. He might have killed his cleaning lady. Who knows?
I'm thinking he's responsible for the death of his wife.
Could be.
Frankly, you know, and he's that crazy.
We'll add.
So is there? This is another Hallmark movie, right, Jay?
Yeah, how many, this is totally going to be a Lifetime movie. No
Lifetime
doubt about
movie.
It.
Yeah. What's 100%. The difference between Lifetime?
The question is, who will play him?
Well, Lifetime mysteries. Lifetime does a lot of mysteries. Hallmark does more of like just the love stories.
Yeah. Romance. Hallmark is okay. Like make you feel good. Lifetime is questioning, could my spouse snap and kill me?
Right. The answer is yeah.
Good to know.
Probably.
You heard it here first, folks. On the instead of talking about doc, I said earlier when I was recording some of the people names, I said Dr. Phony Fauci. I realized that was a Freudian slip. Oh, maybe not. 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time at 53 past the hour here as we overview the top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan usually does that, but I'm here because she's not. So we'll take a stab at going through the top five as reported and monitored this past week. At number five, the motorcycle vibrations that affect your iPhone camera. There's a new post on Apple's support system saying that iPhones that are on bikes, motorcycles, that sort of thing, subject to high amplitude vibrations that will degrade the device's camera system. Apple recommends against mounting an iPhone on a motorcycle or a bicycle. Here's the explanation from Apple. If you accidentally move a camera when you take a picture, the resulting image will be blurry. Duh. To prevent this, some iPhone models have optical image stabilization, which lets you take sharp photos even if you are moving the camera around. With this system, a gyroscope senses that the camera moved to reduce image motion and the resulting blur. The lens moves according to the angle of the gyroscope. That's pretty fascinating, isn't it, that they have that technology. Long-term direct exposure to high-amplitude vibrations within certain frequency ranges may degrade the performance of these systems and lead to reduced image quality for photos and for videos. So, expose your iPhone to extended high-amplitude vibrations, and it's kind of going to get used to it. I guess that's it. Also in that post, Apple says if you're planning to mount your iPhone to a scooter or a moped, use a vibration-dampening mount to lessen the risk. Who in the world does this? I mean, must be a lot of people doing it. Number four on the list, getting closer to number one, top tech stories of the week, Instagram building a new feature letting users customize their feed. The feature would reportedly let you favorite up to 30 accounts, which would show up in your feed before other non-favorite accounts. On social media apps like Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, followed accounts accumulate pretty quickly. Feeds can quickly turn into a soup of posts that algorithms assume you're interested in. As a result of that, the posts you're actually interested in wind up buried under brands. A lot of us, I have that. You know, there's just so much stuff that you're getting. So many people sending emails and stuff. So anyway, when asked about a feature, a company spokesperson at Facebook said this feature is an internal prototype that still is in development, not testing externally. Number three on the top five this week of technology items, Apple's new iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 mini out and about, looking very similar to the iPhone 12, has a smaller notch and a diagonal camera array, equipped with a new A15 Bionic chip. They have an improved dual camera system on the back of them. Apple's also promising longer battery life with the new phone. The iPhone 13 mini starts at $729. iPhone 13 is at $829. And then there's the iPhone 13 Pro that starts at $999. The Pro Max at $1,099. These are pretty darned expensive. The key new camera features coming to the iPhone 13 lineup: cinematic mode, applying a portrait mode style blur to the background, something Apple calls photographic styles, which lets you select different styles before you take a photo. All right, number two, DoorDash suing New York City over a law that requires it to share customer data with restaurants. This deserves a big boo from everybody. Under the law that was passed or approved in July, third-party food delivery services in New York have to share customers' names, phone numbers, emails, addresses with a restaurant. You don't have to do that when you go in to the restaurant and you order your food, you eat your food, you pay for a credit card. This is outrageous. And so apparently the counselor who introduced it said that he was trying to help out the restaurant industry, but the public doesn't like it, neither does DoorDash. So hopefully that'll get kicked out. Number one tech story of the week, Amazon is covering 100% of college tuition for their hourly employees. They're going to pay 100% of college tuition. There's 750,000 hourly employees. So if you want to go back to school and you need a job, Amazon says, come work for us and we'll pay for your education. I don't know what it is. I think you got to have 90 days under your belt, and then they'll start covering diploma programs, GEDs, English as a second language, certification, and this is all the people that are working in the warehouses, distribution centers, drivers, etc. So that's actually a pretty good deal, it sounds like. There it is, the summary of the top five tech stories this week. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.